This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is John Jeter. He is the music director and the conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. You have hit kind of the intermission of the season for the Fort Smith Symphony.
We have, I guess we're at the midpoint. Yeah, we've had three very successful concerts. We opened with The Rite of Spring. You can't open any bigger than that,
no,
which
was
terrific. And Caroline Goulding playing the Sibelius Violin Concerto. Very successful. We went on to a concert with Cherish the Ladies, which brought the house down. And a very successful holiday concert with Jubilant Sykes. And it's been a great year. And we have three subscription concerts left, plus Earquake.
No, that's right.
Our next concert is on Saturday, January 28th. It's called Tenorissimo, and we are going to be performing. It's essentially a three tenors concert with one tenor.
So you're making that tenor work extra hard.
He's going to work extra hard, yeah. And really everything, all from O Sole Mio to music from Rigoletto, and all the kind of a collection of famous opera arias and the Neapolitan songs, the popular Italian songs from the 19th, early 20th century that the three tenors made famous. That's going to be the program. And our soloist is Pasquale Esposito. He's a young Italian tenor. He's recently moved to America. A terrific background. Actually did quite a bit of pop music in Europe and opera. He's done everything from opera, symphony to opera theater, opera dinner theater. I mean, it's been this huge gamut. A terrific voice. The sound quality, I have to say, is very much in line with the famous tenors, you know, Carreras Domingo type. So he's terrific. And based on the ticket sales, it's a very popular concert. We're down just a handful of tickets. So that's on January 28th. There are some tickets available. I'm just going in chronological order now.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah, February 6th is Earquake. Those are our school's concerts. These are participating schools-only concerts. If you can't call and buy a ticket. We've been doing Earquake now for, I don't know, at least 10 mm-hmm. years. And we're going to be performing two concerts in Fort Smith at 10 a.m. and 12:30 on February 6th, which is a Monday. So all the kids come from all the schools. They get bussed in. And it's a multimedia event with a live video projection of the concert. We demonstrate all the instruments. We're performing in the Hall of the Mountain King with dance choreography, by the way, from Western Arkansas Ballet. Last Moon of Dvorak's New World Symphony. Angelica Matchnick-Jones, who is a member of the orchestra, is going to play the last movement of the Kabalevsky Cello Concerto. We like to focus on one particularly string instrument for the concertos. And we're also featuring a world premiere of a work called Alchemy by composer Max Schuhan. I think Max is 12 years old, and this is his fourth orchestral work. Yeah, yeah.
Wait,
and Kyle's going, what? Huh? Yeah, you didn't expect me to say. Yeah, I'm saying.
You can't see my double take on the radio, but I thought you were going to say, you know, he's 27.
He's like, yeah, he's
12.
He's 12.
Where
and
does Max live?
He lives in Ithaca, and he is studying music in general, but he's studying composition, and he has a he's working with a lot of folks at the conservatories in the area. So he has a lot of mentoring, which, you know, when you have a kid, you say, hey, can you do this? You know, you want to have people kind of watching out for him. I've heard the piece in digital form, and it's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Students are going to love it. They're basically going to – I'm going to set it up kind of the way I did, and, you know, they're going to basically see one of their peers walk out on stage.
So he'll be here.
He's going to be here, and I asked him to explain the piece to the audience. Our next subscription concert on Saturday, April 21st, is called The History of Rock and Roll. It is exactly what it says. It is an evening of the history of rock from its beginnings, pre-rock, from
Robert
blues.
Johnson, right?
Yeah, that's right. From Robert Johnson to the most – I can't give the last thing away, but the most current mm-hmm. rock, the most current, like written yesterday. And it is all composed by Don Bailey, who is the head of jazz at UA Fort Smith. And Don has done, it's been phenomenal.
You've worked with him on a project similar to this in the past.
We did one of our most well-received concerts ever was The History of Jazz. Mm-hmm. So we did that. Same deal. He wrote it all. And with The History of Jazz concert, just to give you an idea, after the concert, months after the concert, we'd have people, you know, walk up to us and say, hey, it was, you know, the history of jazz. And they would say things like, I love that you did some Louis Armstrong. I love that you did. And they would name actual pieces that we did. And I just said, thank you. Yeah, we love it. But no, it was all Don. And the thing is, when you're doing a something like this, the obvious thing might be, well, okay, just pick a, you know, we're going to go from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones to maybe Pink Floyd. So just pick a Beatles piece, mm-hmm. pick a Rolling. But when you think about how do you encapsulate the style of the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or whoever with one of their pieces, it's really hard to do because they go through different phases.
Yes, Rolling Stones, are you going to do Paint It Black? Or are you going to do Mother's Little Helper? I mean,
right?
They're different.
Exactly. So when you have someone as gifted as Don, it actually there's a huge advantage to him listening to those. Mm-hmm. Doing, and he spent hundreds of hours of research and basically coming up with a Rolling Stones piece that's got it all, that has the telltale elements. And I have to say, the little bit I've heard, people are going to be absolutely blown away. They're not even going to, after the first or second song, they're going to be hearing works by all these people.
And the way this concert will, I mean, you'll have the first part of the concert, which will be this seamless timeline of influences of rock and roll. Take a break, and then you'll come back.
Yeah, well,
and you'll keep going.
Yeah,
right?
The concert will start with the blues. I mm-hmm. think it ends with Janis Joplin, I think, and then mm-hmm. we move on from there.
And this is sold out.
Yes,
are you going to videotape it or anything?
I mean, okay. Yeah, we're going to videotape it, and we're looking at some possibilities, maybe being able to get students in to rehearsal or something. But unfortunately, the concert's going to be it. I mean, in the spirit of rock and roll, although it's a musical event, all the other stuff has an equal. The visuals has an equal. I mean, the production, we're going all out. And I really think, you know, as a musical event, I mean, regionally, it's a really big deal. I mean, and no orchestra, to our knowledge, and I researched it out, anywhere in the world has ever done this before. There are symphonic rock concerts.
Sure.
Of course. But to have this idea, and there is narration, so there's an educational element. There's still one more concert I'll talk about briefly.
Okay.
And that is our season closer on May 19th. It is called Flights of Fantasy. We're performing The Afternoon of a Faun by Debussy. Mm-hmm. Elgar's Enigma Variations, which is just one of the most terrific pieces. We'll also, before performing the Elgar, we'll spend a few minutes and go through it and talk about some of the variations. It's a piece, one of the great orchestral works, probably the greatest British orchestral piece. And there's a theme that Elgar actually came up with himself. And then all these variations represent friends in his life, even his dog. So it's been a great season, and thanks to all the supporters and sponsors. Great ticket sales this year, subscription sales, individual sales. Orchestra's playing great. Orchestra's huge. I mean, we're pushing, you know, 90 for just about every – 90-plus for just about every concert. I mean, it's big. It's like big city big. So that's because we have the support. So we're excited.
FortSmithSymphony.org?
Yes. For more information. Thank you.
Thank you.